we have a lovely allotment garden that a good few residents have been working on. 2 girls, Sharon and Fiona, have been set this up and had the garden looking really well, and vegetables growing, potatoes, broccoli, kale, Brussels sprouts, all that. Unfortunately, they came down the other morning and that was all damaged and it was all thrown around the park. And then we continued to go through the park then. The fence was also broken and the pods were damaged. This has been on a few weeks now, and we're just basically appealing to the parents to have a stern word with the children, the youth involved. And then there's also other complaints about people going through the village with motorbikes and no helmets, no nothing on. Just a wee bit of antisocial behaviour we're having at the moment. And we're just urging parents, please speak to your children and know what they're doing. And I know for me, I had to have a word with my children who's in the village and talk to them about the importance of community and volunteers, of the work that's being put on. And that, as you know yourself, our community is, it's volunteer only. We don't have council coming and fixing things or doing anything like that. Anything we do, it's volunteers that does it.
And that really, I suppose, rubs salt in the wound, because all of the work that had been done out of passion and out of wanting to be better for the community. So it's really difficult whenever, you know, there's damage caused in that regard.
Well, it's actually quite sad, because obviously the ladies and gentlemen who are involved in the allotment have put on a lot of work, you know, under this, and like even posting the pictures of what they're making and things like that from the allotment. And for us in the park and the community hub, the work we've put on, the securing the park, securing the pods and paying for the pods, because it just doesn't come naturally. So it's really sad then when we look on and see the damage of what is being done.
And you want to ensure as well that people feel like they can still come to it, you know, that it's still open, and that, you know, they don't need to worry about going to use the facilities there, and, you know, there being maybe some antisocial behaviour that could be a bit intimidating.
Yeah, well, thankfully the facilities are still being used. We have a vibrant park area full of children, and the basketball area has always been used. It just seems to be later on at night when it's dark, and that's when the antisocial behaviour seems to be happening. So it's just urging parents, really, what are they doing? Have a word with them, just to show them the importance of community and what the volunteers do. And if we have a great, for the youth, we have a great facility of youth, a youth club 2 nights a week. I've spoken to the youth club leaders, and they will speak to the youth too, and hopefully that will get across more so than when we speak to them. They might listen to them more. So like, these facilities are for everyone, including them. So it's just encouraging them to love the facilities, take care of them, and the more we take care of them, the more we'll work at improving their surrounding areas and get more for them. And it's pretty sad whenever you get a phone call or a text message to say what's happened. Like, you know, it can be very disheartening. So it can.